This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Focusing on Blackburn, no win in seven, all comps now. One league win in 14. The last win came against Stephen Schumacher, Stoke City on the 10th of February. Your mate John Dal Thomason's left, been replaced by John Eustace. How do you see Saturday going?
Yeah, obviously they've replaced a John who spelled his name correctly with one who cannot. Albeit they've also replaced a manager I thought was an absolute clown, as regular podcast listeners will know, with one who I respect, although the one who I respect has done quite poorly. I do not follow Blackburn fan accounts at all. It would not remotely surprise me if they are having a version of the same conversation that we're having, given points return and also the fact that Eustace is a much more gritty, pragmatic manager in my estimation than Thomason, who had a bit of the shoey streak of, wide open, we'll score three, we'll score two, four, five, whatever about him. So I forgot what the original question was.
Just how do you think we'll get on? How do you think we'll get on at easy part?
I mean, it's an enormous game. The one, I'm not going to go as, fully anti-Foster knee-jerk, given that I wasn't doing that before yesterday's game, and doing it on the basis of one game seems, like not a great thing to do. What I will say is that game was extremely concerning in many, many respects that we've discussed at great length tonight. So Saturday is obviously very important for a response from that point of view. It's also very important, as you mentioned, because Blackburn are in honking form. This is a team where we should go there and set about them. Like the one thing you could maybe say in mitigation, and I guess the one thing that I'm clinging to about last night, is that Sheffield Wednesday are in an unbelievable vein of form. Now, I, as Sam said, did not see a team that looked like they were in great form last night when I watched that football match. I thought they looked very poor. But maybe there's something that, kind of the lay me and Sam is not seeing about them that is obviously proving to be very effective when you're actually down there on the grass. Like, Roll has obviously done a great job, and without them ever looking like they're world beaters, they are seemingly winning games 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, including against teams who are better than us. So maybe the optimistic case is just that that game last night was tougher than it looked in terms of, what we actually saw with our eyes. Whereas Blackburn is a game against a team who, there's going to be no way of dressing it up, basically. So, having said that, how will we get on? I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I think we're guaranteed to get turned over and it'll all be terrible and miserable and horrible like the last couple of games have been, because everyone thought that about the Middlesbrough game, and then we went there and won 2-0, and Middlesbrough are a better side than Blackburn. So my suspicion, if I had to predict, is that it will be a horrible game to watch. Very tight, very scrappy, lots of nerves. And in terms of the result, it's anyone's guess. I'll probably just plump for a draw purely because that's on the fence between the two other outcomes that I see as pretty much equally likely, to be honest. But look, we've got a good chance. And what I will say is, you know, while I've been defensive of Foster and sort of offered loads of caveats tonight, which I stand by, if we go there and play like we did on Tuesday night and we don't get anything, I think that's I'm not in the position of Sam thinking he's likely to be fired after that or even he should be necessarily. But I think that is a very, very dangerous sign. I think some very big decisions are going to have to be made relatively quickly if that's the case. But it's also a great opportunity for the players after getting questioned to go and show what they're made of and prove that they can, you know, put their foot on the ball and do something. And it's unfortunate, I guess.
John, just very quickly, let's remember the last time they went into an away game after having a load of questions asked about them in midweek was Middlesbrough. They went and answered them, so.
Yeah, so, and like, you know, I kind of like to imagine this universe where, you know, we win the next two games, look quite good, and all of this seems like a, you know, kind of comic interlude where we all had an enormous head loss over what turned out to be nothing. Now, probably, you know, I don't know if that's going to end up being proven to be the case, but look, I don't think it's out of the question. I really don't. It's possible that we are a bang average, inconsistent, lower mid-table championship side that has been sucked into it by a combination of bad luck in terms of the other team's form, as we've discussed, but also having a very difficult run of games against teams where we just, like, you know, just didn't get anything. Like, I understand this is a culture shock and it's jarring for people compared to the Shuey era of having a bit more about us and you know, kind of going at teams and being fearless. Like, I really, really do get that, and I don't think it's unimportant at all, but I think, if you just look at the evidence since Foster came in, it is possible he has just turned this into a side that, you know, play well and win some weeks, play like absolute shit and lose other weeks. And it's just that it looks a bit skewed at the moment because we've just had happened to have a very difficult run of games. You know, that being said, Sheffield Wednesday was terrible and the rubber is going to hit the road on that eventuality. And I think, by the time the Preston game is ended, we're going to know whether what I've just said is the case or whether actually, you know, everything is kind of crumbling. At the moment sitting here, I'm not going to be as confident as other people in saying that it's the latter that's the case. I really think it could still be the former, but maybe I'm just clinging to optimism, I don't know. But I think, it's almost the perfect opponents, I think, for us to face at this moment in time. So a big performance is absolutely required.
Yeah, Sam, you're a big fan of Googling the opposition and then just listing every single one of their key threats and their best players, obviously. You know, they do have players that can hurt us in the likes of Sammy Schmodix. Who are their key threats and where do we need to worry and how do we counter those?
Yeah, I'm really, really worried about seeing us play their American striker who they signed on deadline day. Oh, wait, that didn't happen, did it? No.
at least they had a striker lined up.
Well, that's true, at least. Yeah, some credit where it's due to them for that. That slightly cheap comment aside, obviously, look, Smodic is the main one who everybody knows about. He's, I think, still the top scorer in the league this season, isn't he? Despite how terribly Blackburn are doing, he's a really good all-round player. He's not just a goal scorer. He brings others into play as well. Another one who I think goes a bit under the radar for Blackburn is Sam Gallagher, formerly Argyle youth product Sam Gallagher. Obviously got sold to Southampton, never quite made it there, but has really made a name for himself as a fan favourite at Blackburn. Tall striker, strong, again, bring others into play, gets the odd goal himself. And I think I saw an absolutely crazy statistic last season that his points per game record was a whole half a point a game better when he played to when he didn't, which, you know, that's an enormous margin, really, when you think about that over a season. So they're much better when he plays. They've got Colin McFadgen, who I think has been around for about 100-odd years, hasn't he, in the EFL in some permutation or another. There we go, Stan, in the comments.
Colin McFadgen, is it?
Kyle McFadden.
You said Connor.
No, I didn't.
If I said United earlier, you said Connor for sure.
No, I did absolutely. I said Kyle McFadden. I think Scott Wharton, I think, was linked with Luves away in January, wasn't he? And that didn't quite emerge. So I think they've got some good players. I think very much like ourselves, they've got a few players who kind of pull up the rest of the team, but that they are lacking in quality in a lot of areas as well. So I think there is absolutely opportunity to go at them and win the game. Whether we will be brave enough to attack them from the offset, I'm not optimistic on that prospect at all, I'm afraid to say. Maybe even if we don't do that, there is still the chance that just as a result of both teams being bad, we might see some of the good things about the Foster era actually come to the forefront. And if that is the case, maybe we might even pick up a draw or even a win that papers over the cracks a little bit. There is always that possibility. Overall, I'm probably going to come down and agree with John that a 1-1 draw is the likeliest outcome. But then I also said I was going to predict the 1-1 draw last night and we lost 1-0. So I don't know. But I think Ian Foster have absolutely got to. I'm aware of the youngster Wharton going to Palace. He was a centre midfielder. Adam Wharton, I think he was called, wasn't he? But was it not Scott Wharton also linked with moves, I believe? I could be wrong on that, but maybe not. But I know that the young 20-year-old midfielder, who was apparently very good for them, left. And obviously, you know, maybe that's a part of their form dropping off. There are a lot of similarities to us and Blackburn this season. Actually, both lost key midfielders, Wharton for them, as for us. Both lost, admittedly, them by choice and us by misfortune. Both lost attacking-minded, aggressive managers to... from their team, obviously, like they asked to another team then by choice, and both appointed managers who've been a lot more sort of dour and defensive-minded, and it hasn't gone well for either so far, and both been in a very similar position in the league for a while. So there are a lot of scary parallels when you think about it to Blackburn and ourselves. I think we'll draw, but I'm not saying that with a very high margin of confidence, and I think so easily, if it does become a heavy defeat, we could see a very... fracturous away end indeed, which we saw last night, but I think we could see it amongst a larger away end in terms of numbers and a larger percentage of that away end going in on Foster and leaving the team if things go badly. That's how I see it playing out.
Before we move on to score predictions and start wrapping it up, Joe, what changes do you want to see for Saturday in terms of personnel? As you know, Are we starting Bundu?
I thought he was wasted Coughlin last night, personally, when he came on.
Yeah, I'd agree. He probably should have done a bit better with the chance he had at the end. What do I want to see team-wise? Coughlin, Wotton, Norris, Frio, Evans. Those sorts of lads would be nice. What you want to see is you just want to see a reaction. Personnel-wise, I don't care. But you want to see a reaction and you want to see them go to the end. They have to go to the well on Saturday because, as John quite rightly says, nobody can play down just how significant this game is. This is a huge game. The biggest of the season by a mile. So they have to be ready to run through a brick wall for the club on Saturday. And it's just a case of asking them Friday night, right, anyone got any knocks? If you have, tell me now. If not, you are going to give me absolutely everything. That being said, I do still want to see a 4-2-3-1. I'd like to see Cooper or Hazard in goal, toss a coin, see which side it lands on. And then I'd like to see a back four of Sorinola. I've changed it a little bit from the tweet I put out earlier. Sorinola, Phillips, Gibson, Galloway, midfield two of Randall, Houghton, front three of Whittaker, JB, Mumba, and a striker of Hardy. And I want them in true football manager fashion to just go all out attack. And look, here I am praising Foster for trying to keep the back door shut. if we go and get beat 5-4 or we go and get beat 5-0, but we've had a right bloody go at it, so be it. But I don't want to be sat listening to the podcast because I'm not on at the weekend. I don't want to be sat listening to the podcast at the weekend after us being tepid and passive at times in games and just getting beat by the odd goal. I want us to go and have a right go at it. But we'll just wait and see how it pans out.
Score prediction?
I agree with John. I think it's going to be cagey. I think it's going to be tight. I said exactly the same about last night, and I was nearly right with my prediction of 0-0. And again, this is going to be another game. Neither team can afford to lose it. So we need a win. I'm not totally confident we're going to get it. I'm hopeful we get it. Of course, I am an Argyle fan, but 1-1.
Okay, so you're all saying draws. Yeah, is there anything you guys want to add before we wrap this up and we call
it
a night?
Do you not want John and Sam's actual scores?
I gave mine of 1-1. I just want to add, absolutely amazing it is to have 2,000 people wanting to listen to us. I'm incredibly humbled, and thank you all so much for spending your Wednesday evening listening to us ramble on. It's been absolutely incredible to have such great numbers listening. QPR have just gone and bloody equalised against West Brom. That's done.
Doesn't matter until we get our own bloody house in order. Stop worrying about other teams. We've got enough to worry about with our own team than worrying about other teams at the moment.
Please don't ever underestimate my infinite capacity to worry about all sorts of things, Joe. Don't worry.
Brilliant. I think we'll call that a night then. As Sam's already alluded to, really appreciate over 2,000 people tuning in. If you missed any of this, it will be up instantly on YouTube as soon as I click end stream. It will go up as a video. Make sure you go and check that out. Give that a like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Make sure you drop us a like on or follow even on Twitter. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I'm back on TikTok. I've learned a new way to do TikToks. Yay. I've been spending my time
to do one of those TikTok dance crazes eventually, aren't we?
That'll be good. Or just a big collection of photos of Sam down in his...
standing up.
Obviously, go and check us out on all your podcast platforms as well. Apple Pods, etc., etc. Like I said, if you missed any of this, it will go up on your podcast platforms about 5 a.m. tomorrow, if I can be bothered tonight. But I think I will be. Cheers, guys. We'll be back on post Blackburn on Sunday. I can't remember who's joining me. I was going to ask Joe to host and give up that slot, but he's just reminded me that he's not here. So I'll have to do it. I'll have to sit there and not say anything yet again. Oh, QPR's goal has been disallowed. So there you go, Sam.
Yes, come on.
Yeah, brilliant.
I'll even do a TikTok dance. Not going to know how to do one.
Is Dan not on Sunday?
I don't know. We'll discuss
I thought he said...
He's not going to the game anyway, so I don't know.
I thought he said he would.
He would. What? Brilliant. Right, cool. Right, see you later. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Bye, guys.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.